Hey, Max, how are you?
Howdy.
Howdy, exactly. It's Wednesday. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good.
There you go. Can't complain, right? So, how's weather out there in North Carolina today? Is it pretty cold?
It's a little bit chilly, but it ain't too bad.
Yeah, I talked to one of my clients.
It's better than the 80. Yeah, it's better than the 80 degree weather it was for a little bit.
Yeah, it goes. It's been going up and down, huh? Okay, I gotcha. How close are you to the Biltmore House? You pretty close to there?
I'm probably about 15 minutes away.
Okay, you ever been?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really cool place. I've actually been myself.
Oh, yeah.
My wife loved that place. It's like very historical, and it's just crazy what they were able to build, you know. And
right.
It has like a bowling alley and all that stuff. It's pretty intense. So
indoor pool and all that.
Let me ask you though, before we kind of get into pricing and whatnot, do you have any questions, Max, for me about, you know, where we would be doing the placement or how we would be doing the programming?
Yeah. So like, what is this for again?
Okay, great question.
I don't.
So let me, before I get heavily into it, I want to make sure I know exactly what you do. Are you doing like handyman services and everything underneath or are you like a general
contractor? We do a bunch of handyman services, but we also do custom cabinets, furniture, deck builds, and we do a little bit of everything.
Gotcha. Well, good, because I've helped a lot of handyman and then guys that, like, can do much more than handyman grow their businesses. So what we're talking about is in Asheville, anytime somebody types in, Max, handyman, keywords that relate to what you do, including even furniture building, I can throw that in there, getting you on that first page of Google. So that's what we do.
Okay. We don't have a website yet.
Okay. No problem. I'll help create that for you. You know, websites are just like a business card, right? It's about getting, obviously, ranking, though, when people see you. So I'm a one-stop shop kind of guy, Max. So I can help you with the website. I can help you get those five-star reviews on Google because, obviously, that's super important, right? Not just being a ghost on Google because what's the point of having you show up on that first page, right, without any credibility behind it? You know, I've taken a lot of guys – from like you to like really growing their business, right? You know, one guy that really stands out in my mind right now is this guy in South Carolina, okay, the state below you, right? He owns a pest control company called Lewis Pest Control, right? You can Google them. And they have been with me literally 13 months. And in the matter of 13 months, they've now gotten over 102 five-star reviews. They went from one van, Max, to 13 vans, right? And it's because of a couple key elements. One is you got to get on that first page of Google, right? That's obviously super important. Mm-hmm. Nobody goes past the first page on Google. So anybody in Asheville, right, we need to get them to be able to see you on that first page, okay? Number two, you standing out, right? And how do you stand out? Well, like Lewis, they have a photo of them standing, you know, behind their van, and their van has their name on it, right? And, like, we have that photo all over the place, on their Google business profile, on their website, on their Facebook ads, right? And what we do with that photo is really put that personalized touch, Max, right? So when people see them on Google, they see that personalized photo, and they want to call them over the other people. Right. So that's something I always preach heavily about to my clients, Max, is getting that personalized photo of you. You know, and it doesn't need to be crazy, just like you in a nice polo shirt and a nice khaki pant kind of thing. Right. And, you know, let's say you have like a hammer in your hand or a clipboard in your hand. Right. Something though to like just put like a little professional touch on you. Right. And then we can really utilize that photo. Right. To give that, you know, personalized touch, like I keep saying, so that people call you over your competitors that just have a name and a logo as a business. And
I know would y'all possibly be I should have a free day tomorrow to talk more thoroughly about everything. I'm on a job right now, but tomorrow, if you're available, I am very interested in this. Because as we're growing, we're wanting to become more legit, and part of that is the website and all that stuff and insurance. And so I'm definitely interested to talk. I don't know how useful I can be right now, like looking into stuff or like writing down notes or anything.
I completely understand. Yeah. I mean, obviously everything's about timing, right? And obviously you want to grow your business. Have you ever done any advertising for the business at all, Max?
We just got onto Angie.
Okay. Have you gotten
That's about it. And we've mostly been, we've gotten, one lead so far. We just got on there this week. We've got one lead, or we've gotten a couple.
Or how's that?
Yeah, they did. Okay. Yeah. It's definitely a little bit expensive, but hopefully it pays for itself.
Yeah, and if it ever doesn't pay for itself, like I helped the company in Jacksonville, North Carolina, so by the beach area, right, you know, east of you, basically, and they were with Angie's for 4 months and literally made no money, and they were spending like $2,500 a month with Angie's. So I helped them get out of that contract. So if it ever comes down to it, Max, and like you can't make money with Angie's, you know, there's ways to get out of that contract.
Right. Okay.
So, but the thing about Angie's and the one takeaway I would definitely tell you, right, is make sure you work those leads hard, because that same lead is going to go to 4 to 5 other handyman in the area.
Right.
And whoever like gets to the customer first, whoever like secures the customer and like, you know, starts doing the work for them, that's the person that's going to get the business.
Right.
So unfortunately, the downside to Angie's, right, is it like everybody's kind of hawking at your customer in a sense where you guys are all coming at the same customer, right? So the good news is
the price going down and
So the good news why being on first page of Google, Max, is, you know, they're not calling a ton of people, or Google's not promoting everybody to call them. And what's great, and we'll talk more about this our next call, is I can actually bring a paper lead to the table for you, okay? It does take time to get set up. Okay, and what do I mean by that? Well, Google does a big vetting process on anybody that participates in the pay-per-lead program, right? So they're going to do a background check on you, make sure no felonies over the last 7 years. They want to see that you have limited liability insurance, right? And then there's a bunch of little stuff that they want to see as well, okay? Good news is those leads, if we decide to go that direction as well, will be the gasoline on the fire, as I say, the filler. Mm-hmm. So when my basic package, right, because my basic package is extremely affordable, but the pay-per-leads is what's going to really take your business to that next level, okay? So if you want to make like 10, 15 grand a month with your business, I can help you get to like those kind of goals, right? But you're going to need more than just my basic package to get there.
Right.
Because as you know, Max, obviously you get what you spend, right? That's like that with everything.
Yeah.
I don't care who you go to. So
my
basic package will get you a good ROI. It'll bring you several thousands of dollars worth of business, but that's kind of where it's going to stop at, right? But if you want to get to that $10,000, you're going to need more leads. You're going to need more, you know, phone calls, right? Simple law of math, right? So how we do that is with those paper leads, okay? And what's so good about those paper leads, unlike Angie's or Yelp or like all these other sites out there, is number one, you show up in the very tippy top of Google, like the first search result in Asheville. But number two, right, you will talk to those people first before you ever pay for the lead. So during the course of that conversation, if you like the lead, you pay for it. But like during it and you asking them questions, you're like, I don't really feel like paying for this lead. They're not that serious. guess what, Max? You mm-hmm. turn that lead down, and you don't have to pay for it.
Right. That's good. Shoot. So one thing I will go ahead and tell you.
Go on.
Oh, I was going to tell you, I am a convicted felon.
Okay. How long ago did you get that felony?
About 3 years.
Okay. So you won't be able to participate in that program, or unless you have like a business
yeah.
partner that we can put on the business mm-hmm. and everything that doesn't have a
okay.
felony.
Yep.
Right? But at least mm-hmm. I can get you on my basic package. Still keeps it affordable. And there's other ways I can do Google marketing too. Like we can do what they call pay-per-click
mm-hmm.
ads, right, to help bring in
mm-hmm.
extra leads if we need to add that extra field. But starting on my basic package would probably make the most sense for you anyways. Because number one, it's the most cost economical. But number two,
mm-hmm.
Max, right, it's controlled, right? The flat rate. Right, you're not paying per lead, you're not paying per job, right? And everything is tracked with us. And so what's good about
mm-hmm.
my basic package too is we're running a really good promotion. We'll still cover you the website, so you don't have to pay any money on that. We're not, you don't have to pay any activation fees. Like normally there's an extra $100 your first month. Like we're running, like we're waiving that right now. So, because I know it's tax season and everybody's like, it's crazy right now, so we've been
mm-hmm.
running this promo. And then in that package, what we do is we run a very unique campaign on top of you being on Google. So let's say somebody typed in a handyman keyword in Astral Max, right? And they
mm-hmm.
type in, hey, they type in interior painting, right? They want somebody to come paint inside. Well, that's something, you know, you'll paint the inside of the house if it pays well, right? So
mm-hmm.
let's say they type that in and, you know, they see you on Google, Max, but they don't call you. Okay, well, how do we get back in front of that person to motivate them to call you? Okay, so we
mm-hmm.
use this thing called a retargeting ad, okay? And all that is a fancy word to say we're going to get right back in front of that person because they typed a keyword that relates to you. Okay. Now,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've had that experience, but I'm sure you have, where you've typed something
right.
in Google and then you went to watch a YouTube video and then all of a sudden you're seeing ads for something you typed in earlier. Have you ever had that experience before?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we use that same concept, Max, right, where we're going to run that ad, but on the Facebook platform. Okay. So every time that
mm-hmm.
person logs on to Facebook, Max, they're going to see an ad
mm-hmm.
from your business, okay, which, again,
mm-hmm.
we're going to talk about coming up with a business name with you. I don't think just having your name as Maxwell Reed, right? We really
right,
want
right.
to come up with a business name for maybe Max Handyman Services or something like that. But we're going to come up with a business
mm-hmm.
name because we want to have something unique and tell what the public exactly you do. Okay, because Maxwell Reed, they have
right.
no clue what to do. They see that name on Google.
Right, right.
Like, who Maxwell Reed was to do, right? So we need to have a name specific, obviously, to what you do. That's very important, especially on Google.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
right.
we'll talk more about that. But good news is, right, out of that retargeting ad, we spend $100 a month on those leads. And those leads really are incredible, just as good as Google, because it's people that actually went to Google, right, first looking for your service but never called you originally and now are calling you for Facebook.
Right.
So as I say, we're fishing in a couple ponds, Max, to generate the
mm-hmm.
business, right? And the good news is, you know, it's flat rate. So with everything, this is what we call our platinum package. This package runs $299 a month, right? Covers you the first page of Google, and it covers you on those Facebook retargeting ads. $100 of that $299 gets spent for those leads as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that sounds great. If there's a time tomorrow that we could talk more, that would be great for me. I kind of got to
yeah.
hop off here and get to work.
No, I understand. I just kind of wanted to go through everything. I mean, let me ask you, do
mm-hmm.
you see like this benefiting your business as something you would want to take advantage of for the placement on this?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. So that's fine. I definitely want to give it more time that it deserves, and I completely understand that, you know, time is of the essence. What I'm going to do first and foremost is make sure nobody in my team, because there's 40 people that outbound all day long, like, to get me to talk to business owners like you, right? So I'm going to make sure nobody calls any handyman in Asheville, because I want to put a pause on this, because the last thing I would hate to have happen is we fill it with somebody else, right, and not give you enough time. So that's the first thing I'll do for you. And then secondly, I'm pulling up my calendar, and I'm taking a look at what I have available tomorrow, okay? I could do like a 10 – hold on. I could do like a 10:30 your time tomorrow. I could do like a noon your time tomorrow. Any of those times work, or do you need like more afternoon?
Noon would be great, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to call you exactly at noon. Okay. Expect my call. Okay. Hey, my name's Matt. Okay, Max. Is there any information that you want me to cover on our next call, or anything that, you know, you would need to help make this decision as well?
Not anything specific that I can think of, but I'll try to think on it before we talk so that I'll be prepared.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And like I said, if you, okay, first off, did you set up any business entity for your business, like an LLC or a DBA yet or anything like that?
I have not.
Okay. Eventually, you're going to set something like that up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you like a video of how to set up a DBA. Okay, that's the most cost-economical way to come up with a name. My theory is like maybe doing like Max Handyman.
Mm-hmm.
Handyman and more, or something like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the reason why is because like something like that would tell the public, hey, you do like this type of service. You know what I mean?
Right.
What do you think of like Max Handyman and more?
I like
what
it.
What do you think of that name? Okay. I'm going to text you that name.
I like it. Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm going to text you a video. Okay, on how to set up what they call a DBA. It's called doing business as. It's very simple. It's just a form,
yeah, doing business as.
Right.
Yeah.
Super inexpensive. And that way it will make you more legit, right? Because I'm going to need that for Google.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to create you like a Google. Like, we'll go over all this tomorrow, but just pay attention to that information now, and then we'll talk more about all this stuff tomorrow at our appointment, okay?
Okay, sounds good, man. Thank you.
All righty. So just expect my call then, and then set yourself a reminder, because I know you're going to get busy between now and then. So just probably set a reminder in your phone, you know, to like alert you before noon, so that you're, you know, prepared and that we can take the call and talk. All right?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you.
Perfect, sir.
All right.
You get back to work, okay? I have another appointment literally in 15 minutes anyways, but pleasure speaking, by the way, and I'll definitely talk to you more seriously tomorrow, and we'll discuss all the details then, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Yep, no problem.
All right.
You have a great rest of your day, man.
Talk to you then.
Take care.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.